It is good that I come when so many bring friendship and love. It helps my task in the evil.
I'm very pleased to know that. And there always is love for you.
I hope that you have, all of you, felt in days gone by since last we met an upliftment for you all.
Yes, I know I have. Others felt it?
Yes.
Good. Anybody else? Perhaps they don't recognize it when they feel it. You have it. Mm-hmm.
The changes are subtle, so do not be concerned if it is not apparent to you. We know that we have given help and that you all have accepted.
That is the important thing. Thank you for telling us. It might make us more aware of the fact when we do receive it.
I wish to say to you, as your springtime turns to summertime, then we can see a comparison with you all, that as you grow, breaks forth, so too are each one of you breaking ground.
Good. That's very pleasant news, thank you.
I came in on the vibration of love, and I wish to say to you that the young lady who provided the music which was playing and helped me on my arrival here, I wish to say just a few words about that one.
Yes, you.
There is much happening in our world at this present time, and there is much to come, but she needs to slow down just a little. I would ask that those close to her give her those words.
So I'm sure they will.
Yes, thank you.
Her energies, if she is not careful, can become depleted. And we would not wish that at this particular time in her life. So, it is important that she take heed of my words.
I'm sure she will do that, because she has, in addition to love for you, a great respect for what you tell us. I'm sure she will take heed of your words.
Let me say this. Although she does not join us here, she belongs with us here.
Mm-hmm.
She is one of you, whether she be here in body or not. I wish you to know this.
Good, I'm sure she will be pleased to know it. I'm sure she feels that.
Her life will be good. There is much coming to her. But she must take care of herself.
Yes, we should certainly make sure that she does have a copy of the words who have said, not by hearsay, but by listening to them.
That is good, because words do not always convey what I try to hear. I also, my friend, wish to say just a few words to you. We thank you for your continued work on our side of life. And since we met last, you have indeed been very busy.
Yes, I have been very busy here, I know.
I do not speak of the earthly work. I speak your work with us on our side of life.
Mm-hmm. I'm really pleased to know that.
Your awareness of this task will grow. I know you have felt it sometime, but the knowledge will become stronger.
Yes, I look forward to that.
The awareness will be greater, and the opportunities become more.
Thank you very much.
You will do good work, my friend, for those in need. You will not and cannot know how much, whilst you remain within these earthly clothes. But let me tell you, your work is admired by many in our world. Your work is sought after by many in our world who are not allowed to do it, because they do not have the spirituality necessary. So, my dear friend, you can justly feel proud of yourself.
That's certainly very gratifying.
I do not say the words for the reasons, but I have to tell you, it is so, because I want you to understand that you belong in our side of life as much as you belong here. You understand?
I do. I've been telling people recently precisely that.
And as you gain earthly years, so the adjustment becomes much more. You spend a great deal of time on our side, helping others in a manner familiar to you on this side of life. But the capabilities are much more when you are with us.
Yes, I quite understand they wouldn't be. I am very, very pleased that I am able to be used like that in your world. And I do look on it as a privilege.
have attained much, and your achievements are good. And in this earthly frame now, we hope that your achievements will be rewarded by work which should happen here, and which you have waited long for.
Well, that really would be pleasant to have that.
No, because we have many. There is one with me who wishes to speak, who asked that you spend some time in darkness, and they will explain to you why.
Yes, certainly.
Again, it is important that you all develop in your own individual styles. So we will take the opportunity presented to us.
And one will be speaking through your instrument in the darkness.
I wish to use this one quietly. There will be speech through another.
I see.
And will instruct you as to the reasons why the darkness is needed.
Right. I have just one thing I would like to speak to you about before you go.
Yes.
I have had two ladies here who both have had rather unpleasant childhood and adolescence, and they have both in their own way been, as they put it, looking for the truth. Both, I'm sure, are very good people and have quite an amount of psychic ability. But one of them in particular has had her mind filled with all sorts of nonsense, which has made her afraid of many things. I spent 2 hours talking to her a few evenings ago, and I took the liberty of telling her to stop meditating as she has been, but to sit quietly and ask for your name to be of help to her. It was a liberty because I hadn't asked you, but I hope that it is permissible.
I am aware, and I will do what I can. And please do not feel as you do. I know that what you do is for good. When the intention is good, there can be nothing to say. You understand?
Yes, I do. I appreciate your agreement, because I was sure that if anybody could give her strength to overcome the fears which had been generated in her, you could do it.
There has to be a wiping clean of the slate with this one.
Yes, I'm sure you would know of her.
We will help, but we ask that you continue with your words, because she also needs the physical contact.
Yes, she is coming in. I'm sorry.
The physical reassurances that all can be well.
Yes, they are both coming again, so I should do whatever's necessary for them.
It may be that you need to be firm. Your words need to be strong, but at the same time gentle.
Yes, I do understand.
You understand.
Right.
We have here a child who is confused.
She is very confused, you're quite right.
So, although you must be strong, you must be gentle with her.
Yes, I shall be there.
I will do what I can.
Thank you very much indeed.
But she has a rich potential, that one.
I thought she had. That is why I was anxious to give her the time and clear her mind for her.
If she can purify the energy surrounding her, then she could be used for many things.
Good.
So, but first we must take one step at a time.
Absolutely. Yes, well, thank you very much for your help, and I shall give her all the physical help possible, and be gentle with her. Any more question, Wade George?
Oh, yes.
Very much again. And we drink creation here with you, and our love too. Hello? Yes, please. We are all waiting for you to do just that. Our friend Saint Germain asked us to be in darkness.
In your understanding, what?
Yes, we can. Thank you.
I ask because this is not tongue I am familiar with.
No. You do use another channel regularly, do you?
Excuse me. I am referring to the language.
I see. Well, thank you for using ours.
This is not possible to explain what these words are being given to me.
Yes, I do understand.
From another party.
Yes.
On our side.
Yes.
Of life.
We do understand this, and we appreciate the great trouble you take in order to speak to us. Because am I right in thinking that the language you used to use, or that you may still use, is not of our current usage, or even of our civilization?
It is a tongue which has disappeared from your for many hundreds, even thousands of years.
I thought it might have been.
I will address you as I am my tongue.
Yes.
Which means leader of men. You are indeed leader of men. Indeed you are. Because rested. The darkness because I cannot use the energies available when there is light.
Again, we quite understand that the physical light destroys those energies which you must use. So we are quite happy to be in the darkness so that we may hear you speak.
Normally, we can adapt and use your instruments quite well in your light. We can use different channels, and there are no ill effects. But myself coming from realms that I do, it would be a problem to use this one.
Yes, we do understand.
I am led to believe that you are conversant with energy. You are aware of its importance. Yes.
Yes, that is so. We don't know a great deal about it, of course, but we do know that there are many forms of energy of which we have no knowledge yet. Many forms which are used by you in your world beyond ours, which one day we shall begin to understand, we hope. In the meantime, we accept that you are using these energies for our benefit and for our learning, and we do thank you for that.
Not going to speak of energy this time, but I was just making certain you were aware of what surrounds you
quite
at this time.
Yes. You have learned a great deal about energy, and that it encompasses it all, day and night, every moment of living.
Breathe. taking in the essence of life. Can you understand?
Yes, we can. I think we are all quite aware of that, that though we don't usually think of our breathing, if we do consider it, it is in that respect that the very air we breathe contains the essence of all life.
And you must learn to breathe.
You must learn to breathe.
You must learn to breathe. You hear me now?
Yes.
You hear the way I breathe.
Mm-hmm.
This is because I have come back into the physical realm, the physical air. But any one of us that returns, you can hear the breath they take. Am I right?
Yes.
You understand?
Yes, we do understand you.
In your healing, you can hear the life being taken in by the healer. Yes.
Yes, you're quite right.
I want you all to learn to breathe more. More than you do now.
Mm-hmm.
You are not going to take in as much as someone from my world does. I do not expect that, and I neither expect to hear the breathing. But I want you all now to breathe in much more deeply than you normally do.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, those that are able, that are not being controlled, I would like you to place your hands against your chest. Please. Do not question why.
No.
I just ask that you do this.
Everybody do that, please. Place a hand or hands against your chest. All right, everybody?
Yes.
And in your own time, breathe out. Every piece of the air is expelled from your lungs.
Yes.
Place your feet firmly on the ground and press down, down into the earth.
Everybody doing that?
Mm-hmm.
Please to take another breath and feel the life force coming up through your feet, through into the top of your legs and up through your torsos. Feel the energy coming. Straighten up the back. Lift the head. Feel the energy surrounding your face. Please concentrate on the energy around your faces. Feel it as it gently caresses your skin. energy. It is your life force. Can you understand
me? Yes, you have.
Slowly, slowly, relax and let the energy flow back from whence it came. Is the essence of your life.
Thank you for that exercise.
I would recommend that in your quiet times, in your busy lives, you find time to do this.
Yes, I think we all should do that. And I, what you say I find particularly interesting, because when I'm in my garden, I'm frequently aware of the energy passing up through my feet into my body without consciously thinking of it. I'm aware of it happening.
I think you will find that if you ask the others here, those that are used as a channel normally feel the energy coming through from the ground. Should now feel at one with the darkness here tonight.
Sure. That could be an answer to one of my colleagues' questions a little while ago about divine darkness, because the darkness tonight can be considered divine.
Let me say to you, when there are discussions about outside of life, we always hear you talking about the light, and we ourselves tell you about the light and the light of love. Am I correct?
You are correct.
Let me say to you now that although you are sitting in blackness, you are sitting in the whitest, purest light you could possibly imagine.
Yes, we are only physically aware of the darkness. It is a spiritual light.
Divine darkness. Spiritual love. And light. All are one. All interwoven. Through all it.
Yes, I do. I think we all do.
When you tread your final buzz and you come through the light into our world,
Good. We all look forward to those days whenever it is our time to begin to enjoy them.
My purpose here is time is to ask you to prepare yourself for this life. I do not wish to alarm you. It does not indicate that you are due to come to our side. But too few of you on this earth.
Yes, that is the purpose of our meeting here, to try and generate love, not only within ourselves, but to pass that on to others, any who may be interested enough to listen to what we try to teach them. Yes, we can do that.
Let it start in your mind as a small pinprick on that. Keep it there in your mind's eye. Slowly, slowly let it build. Another circle of light surrounding the pinprick, and let that radiate outwards slowly, so slowly, until it is a shining orb in your mind's eye. Let there be rays. In your lives, unknown to you, in your lives, or a loved one who is now in our realms, who you understand.
Yes. Yes, we do.
Come.
Good. Yes, that is the most interesting thing for us to do. We should all be trying it. Your words certainly will not be wasted. Yes, thank you. Good.
The rays of the light will touch those whom you are thinking of.
I see.
And sending them.
Yes, we should certainly follow your instructions in that.
And then spare a little time in your busy lives, just to concentrate on light and love, and not dark thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
This I know is not new to you. It is something that has been told you for generations. Am I right?
Yes, it has been told that we should not think dark thoughts.
I am not teaching you anything new in that.
No, you are merely confirming that it should be done.
How? The energy which we discussed is not enough for me to stay.
No, I thought your voice was getting weaker. Well, thank you very, very much from all of us. I'm sure you feel the love we have for you and the gratitude we as for your having come to visit us in this way, at this meeting. We are truly grateful for all you have said.
You could understand me.
Very, very well indeed, yes.
That in itself is good. I also have learned a lesson this time. I say to you all in my own tongue, Savana Chakutai, Savana Chakutai, Ikut Savanaja Diska. I send you in your turn love, health and happiness.
Thank you very, very much indeed. What was your tongue known as when it existed? Are you able to tell us?
I can only say in your tongue. It was the tongue of the firebird.
Right. Thank you very much.
Please. leave this one in darkness for a little longer.
Yes, certainly we shall. We shall only introduce light very gradually. Goodbye to your godly ship.
My child, the lady.